The text for our sermon then is the first couple of verses of Amos chapter 7. This is what he showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, Behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Verses 7 through 9. In our world today, construction is supposed to be a precise and deliberate process resulting in a quality product. Having worked in the construction field for almost 25 years, I can tell you that that is not always the case. But one of the tools that builders are supposed to use to ensure this accuracy in building and this good construction, good craftsmanship, is a level. Most of us are probably familiar with what a level is. They come in different sizes, ranging from maybe 6 inches to 6 foot or longer, and are typically shaped like a very long rectangle or an I-beam. And they're used to tell us if something is plumb, straight up and down, or horizontal. Of course, in today's modern age, we even have digital levels to make things easier for us, to make sure that things are absolutely level. The digital reading for horizontal is 0 degrees, and for vertically plumb, it is 90 degrees. This takes all of the guesswork out of using the traditional levels and trying to read the bubbles. Now, one of the jobs that I did for many years when I worked in construction was that of a quality inspector. I worked for the builder, and I would go into a new house that was basically finished, and I would check for any deficiencies that I could find. I would shine a halogen light across the walls to look for defects in the finishing of the drywall. I would check doors to see if they closed correctly. I'd check cabinets for scratches. I would check the plumbing fixtures to make sure they were operational. I would check floors for levelness and for squeaking, and ceilings for dips and for nail pops. I would make sure that the house had a functioning mechanical and electrical system, and also working and correctly installed appliances. You name it, and I would set my eyes on it. From the basement or the crawl space to the very top of the house to the attic, everything in between, inside and out, I would evaluate the house for the desired level of quality, marking deficiencies on a form, and then lastly, I would give the house a score. I was very good at my job, so good that the production managers hated to see me coming, because a score too low meant that they would lose their bonus. This is what I was reminded of when I read today's Old Testament reading. God is the quality inspector, and he's standing beside the wall of the nation of Israel, checking it for deficiencies, checking it for plumb. He's not using a digital level, however. Before the invention of the modern level, builders used plumb lines. A plumb line, as you probably noticed, was made up of a pointed weight on a string. And when it swung freely and stopped, the area that it pointed at was straight up and down or plumb from where the string started. Using basic geometry, the 3-4-5 triangle or Pythagorean theorem, the builders would be able to create perfect right angles. This simple yet effective tool ensured that structures were built straight, plumb, and level. Now in Amos 7:7 through 9, God uses the imagery of the plumb line to communicate a powerful message to the people of Israel. Amos, a shepherd and a fig tree farmer, was called by God to deliver a word of warning to God's people. In this vision, God stands by the wall that has been built with a plumb line, holding the plumb line in his hand. Now, the wall represents Israel, built according to God's standards, according to his laws. The plumb line then illustrates and symbolizes God's standard of righteousness and justice. God uses his plumb line to measure the moral and spiritual uprightness of his people. The plumb line quickly reveals any deviation from his standards, highlighting areas where the people have strayed from his commandments. God's declaration that he will set a plumb line among his people is a very sobering one. It visualizes that God is inspecting their faithfulness to his word. Unfortunately, the plumb line reveals that Israel has fallen away from the standards that are set by God. Their idolatry, their habitual sinfulness, their failure to uphold God's laws have rendered them crooked in his sight. The consequences of their disobedience are disastrous. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. Just as in the days of Amos, we too must meet God's standards of righteousness and justice. His word is the plumb line against which our lives, our actions are compared. We know the standards that he has set for us for all generation. He has given us his written word. As a judge forever, and his word never changes, the standard of Amos's day is the standard of today. Unfortunately, many today are building using a different source, a different standard, the standard of the devil's building plan. The materials are poor, the work is shoddy, there are deficiencies everywhere. We all know the score that this house will receive when God inspects it, and the bonus that they will lose. Therefore, we must continually measure whether our behavior, our attitude, our values align with God's teachings. And so the plumb line calls us to repentance. When we recognize the areas of our lives that are crooked and not in line with God's standards, we are invited to repent and be rebuilt. We confess on Sunday mornings that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. What we are building in our lives is not according to God's plan, God's standards. So we plead for mercy and ask that God will forgive us and that he will rebuild us so that we may move forward delighted in his will and live according to his ways. God's desire is not for us to fail the inspection, but to receive the bonus he has prepared for us. As followers of Christ, building on his foundation, we are called to work out our faith and encourage God's standards in our communities. This means standing for justice, caring for the less fortunate, protecting especially the unborn and the elderly, living out our faith with integrity, staying true to God's word, no matter what society says. We are to be the instruments or tools of God's righteousness, helping to build a community that reflects his kingdom values. And on days like today, we are reminded that we are not alone, building by ourselves. To welcome 10 new members into Grace Lutheran membership through their profession of faith is so encouraging to us. To hear them profess the same faith that we are, promising to stay true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to the confession of this church, even unto death, is so reassuring. God is still working in his people. And by witnessing these new members and their confession, it brings to mind memories of our own baptism and confirmation and all those that we have witnessed since. God's word is true, and we can be sure of its effectiveness as it goes out into the world through the work of the Holy Spirit. The vision of the plumb line in Amos 7 is a powerful reminder of God's unchanging standards and his call to righteousness. We need to take seriously the message of the plumb line, examining our own lives and making the necessary adjustments to align with God's will. As we do so, we not only honor God, but also become beacons of light in a dark world that desperately needs his truth and justice. Many will hate to see you coming, just as they did me on inspection day. So let us pray for each other, for the strength and wisdom to live according to God's plumb line, bringing glory to his name and advancing his kingdom on earth. To God be the glory. Amen.